it worked.
I think that totally worked.
Yeah.
Today's Warp 101.3, kidsoutabout.com with Deborah Ross.
You know, people wonder, like, are you actually, like, really this sunny? And the answer is yes. So even when I hated school and I hated the starting of school when I was a kid, I would always try to, like, plan things for the end of summer so I'd have something to look forward to like, sort of associate with the beginning of school. Like, you know, yes, I was a dork. And I did this for my kids, too. But so the New York State Fair started yesterday, and it runs right through Monday, Labor Day. And you know what? That's a real reason to look forward to the end of summer, to celebrate the end of summer. You're celebrating all this wonderful stuff that happens in New York, all the agriculture, all the sort of the business, all the games. And just like you just wander in there. And especially like today, tomorrow and Sunday, the weather is just going to be, we said 80 degrees, right, Christy? And sunny. And just like a day to go to a fair, right? And so you have all of these 10 days to experience the New York Fair. And I think that the butter sculpture is the thing that's going to attract everybody this year.
I love that they have that.
I know, right? Like, it's the thing that we associate with the fair. It's so much fun.
I love a fair. I have not been to the New York State Fair. It's always been like...
Ever?
No, because it's always... And football and all,
oh,
like everything,
right,
always busy, right? But
oh,
I really should
really
make
should.
Some time.
It's an experience, and it's so inexpensive, right?
Right.
It's not like that they're gonna charge you an arm and a leg for this. Okay, moving right along. This once a month, the National Warplane Museum hosts a monthly rocket launch. And it is so much fun. This is Saturday and Sunday. It's typically about 9 to 4 or so, depending on the weather. And this year, this week, it's going to be wonderful. Basically, they'll teach your kids to launch rockets that can go up to 9,000 feet. They'll teach them all about the physics and the fun of all of it. And, like, I mean... Yes, these are mostly older men who have this club who love to share it with the younger people. So they're extremely friendly. And this Sunday also we've got at the New York Museum of Transportation in Rush, you know, they have all kinds of different sort of old-timey events all the time. Well, this Sunday it's organ grinders. Now, I've never seen them do this before, so there must be some dude with an organ grinder just who said, hey, how about if I, you know, do a day at the Museum of Transportation? But yeah, it's like, so you get to see this early form of musical entertainment, and from when I look at the picture, it looks like there's a monkey too. Don't know if he's real. So for lots more happening this weekend, head over to warm1013.com.